This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Great news, boys and girls, as we start the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Moore. There's a little bit less of the FDA and FTC to go around. And that starts the positive aspects of the partial shutdown. Jonathan, can we keep this thing going?
I think it's going to go on for a little while longer. I suspect it will. It is unfortunate that individuals are injured by this. You know, anyone who is in a position where they can't buy food or support their family or pay for critical medical help is someone for whom we all have sympathy. And so there are many who I know who are suffering from this. But in the bigger picture, without question, encumbering the operations of government, I would say ordinarily, the federal government ordinarily provides relief to industry in ways that are very important. And so I suspect, and indeed I know, that there are several companies out there that are counting this period as one that is filled with to some extent, blessings, because rather than be subjected to actions by the Federal Trade Commission and to a certain extent by the FDA and the IRS and many other agencies of the government, there isn't the manpower to do it, and there isn't the interest in doing it while they try to conserve resources. So it's I believe in downsizing government, and This is one way of effectuating that, even if temporarily. The sad reality is, though, that once they come back, Congress will not only be repaying them for lost wages, but will actually be paying more money than had the government not been shut down, so that the overall cost of this will actually increase the national debt, not decrease it. So,
and well, I think one of the points you made about the harm to those who are not getting their paycheck, I think that pales in comparison to the harm of the American people suffer when the FDA is in full-blown business. Remember that the substances that they approve of are acknowledged in the peer-reviewed medical literature to be the third leading cause of death. That should be horrific enough for everybody to question the role of the FDA in protecting the public, just as starters.
You know, enforcement of their health claims regulations, for example, and their prohibition on therapeutic claims for natural substances has had a documented adverse effect. If take, for example, in the case of folic acid neural tube defects, the courts found in the case that I brought against FDA resulting in the Pearson decision in 1999. Boy, that's a long time ago.
Wow, I know. That's when we started in radio 20 years ago, Jonathan.
Yeah. The court found that there were an estimated 2,500 preventable neural tube defect births each year and countless NTD-related abortions each year FDA didn't allow into the marketplace the information that folic acid, 400 to 800 micrograms of folic acid taken in a dietary supplement daily could reduce the risk of neural tube defect births by 40 to 80%. So, you know, that's one of literally dozens of examples of health information about the disease treatment and disease prevention effects of elements in our food supply and dietary elements in general that are suppressed by vigorous enforcement by the FDA. So that's one case of many cases of agency overreach that results in suppression of free speech, so it violates the First Amendment. Whenever there's a cessation of that type of pressure, it, of course, redounds to the benefit of freedom and to the economic benefit of those who would be able to communicate the information, as well as the health benefit of those who can receive it and act on it. So,
well, and that's why I say if we were to weigh it out, you know, the scales of justice, and justice is everybody getting exactly what they deserve. Of course, when the FTC, if the FDA doesn't do its bit for Big Pharma to shut you down, then the FTC comes in and says, hey, you can't say that, even if it's validated by science and agreed within the peer-reviewed literature, because then that would make it, you know, a drug. Of course, there are a lot of defects in the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act that could only be solved by just shutting the FDA down for the most part. And I've talked about this regarding the fundamental view of the world itself. Like if we go to CDC and we look at the different departments of CDC, you have one big division where we talk about the biologist or microbiologist or looking into germs, the germ theory people, and they promote the vaccines. The vaccines have never been tested under double-blind placebo-controlled studies like drugs are supposed to be before they're approved. But we go down to the toxicologists who are not allowed to see the light of day, that actually acknowledge the law of the terrain, the corruption of the environment itself that gives rise to disease. Instead, we're ending up chasing the symptom of a toxic or intoxicated populace because of the FDA's penchant for drugs, drugs, and more drugs. So I talk about it principally like we talk about the Constitution, our body's constitution. There's not a distinction or a difference, and we can go back into spiritual discussion, which often the government doesn't want to touch. But we got to acknowledge these things if we're going to really make a difference in the health of the American people, and I think we get healthier when the FDA is not doing its job.
Right. Well, it is the case that, you know, in my cases that I've brought against the Food and Drug Administration over the years, there's so many well-documented nutrient disease relationships that have been suppressed, the information being suppressed at the point of sale in the marketplace. That has to result in actions by consumers that fail to protect them against disease. So obviously more information about that will enable consumers to guide their food and supplement choices in ways that will be appropriate to reduce the risks that they face. And, you know, even in the case of the B6, B12, folic acid and homocysteine reduction claim that we presented to FDA that they objected to, that we sued them on, they then finally allowed, you know, there's a very large number of people who would have benefited. In the case of the omega-3 fatty acid claim that we won at FDA, it was well over a year after federal agency, federal department, Office of Management and Budget.
Okay.
Office of Management and Budget sent at our request a prompt letter to the FDA commissioner saying that based on the strength of the evidence, they wanted the agency to act promptly on the qualified health claim we filed for omega-3s because doing so would potentially reduce the incidence of sudden death heart attack by over 100,000 people a year, that if all Americans were aware of the need to take omega-3 fatty acids, the incidence of sudden death heart attack in the United States could drop by over 100,000 people a year.
How did the FDA respond to that?
The commissioner said that he thought that, you know, that, you know, they don't have much of a choice because that's an action by essentially the president, the executive branch, telling an executive branch agency act. as the FDA typically does, they then spent the better part of a year delaying the action until finally they allowed it. But you know, prompt to them means you know, something.
A year, and another 100,000 Americans could have died in addition to the 106 to 225,000 dying of FDA-approved medications. Again, it's a disaster. If you have a appreciation for life itself, stay away from New York because of what they've just done. We can get to that in a moment. But the reality is government is not a defender as it's behaving now, as it's acting now, outside of Constitution.
The FDA is a political beast. It's dominated by politically appointed people who make political decisions. Science is used as support for political decisions. It's first and foremost political. Secondarily, scientific science that is contrary to the preferred political direction is ignored or argued to be less than persuasive. And science that, even if it's just a shred of it, in favor of a move that's politically preferred, is drawn out and celebrated, and the thing is pushed through. So that's the real tragedy of the FDA. It's an inherent problem. With any government that presumes to dictate what will be orthodoxy in science, that politics will make that decision, not science. Because, look, it's government after all, and these political appointees are acting on behalf of Congress, usually a majority in Congress, and they're favoring those political entities, those entities in the marketplace that politicians wish to favor.
Yeah. Well, and we're dealing with, again, a temporary partial shutdown. It's not the end of the world, and I'm hoping that more people will realize, man, we survived that just fine. In fact, there was more freedom when part of the government was shut down, and then we could wake up the sleeping giant that is the American people, if they would come back to this liberty.
Less than a fraction of 1% of the GDP could be affected by this shutdown if it were essentially perpetual. So it's minuscule in its economic impact. The impact is greatest with those who've lost their jobs, roughly 800,000 federal employees. A number of those may decide that it's better not to work for the federal government, to work in the private sector, and I would salute them because I think that's the solution.
Yes.
But when it comes to the, look, we're juxtaposing, on the one hand, innocent victims along the border and the entire country being victimized by illegals. Just yesterday, over 100 gang members came over the border. Did you see that?
No. Perspective is in order. We'll talk about it. And from the government's own violations of our freedom of speech, what about Pelosi's attack on the State of the Union speech? Where does that stand constitutionally? We'll ask Jonathan Emord after this break. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com, the online doctor's office.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, it's a cold breeze in the wintertime in North America right now, but we're having a good time warming, hopefully, your constitutional hearts, because Jonathan Emord is with us for the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. And, of course, controversy surrounding the State of the Union this year. It's a showdown between Trump and Pelosi, apparently, and I just want to go back historically. What is the basis for it in the Constitution? What was it? What has it evolved into? And is there something that is like a real violation of the Constitution if he doesn't deliver it on the date? Talk to me about that, Jonathan.
Well, under Article 2, Section 3, Clause 1 of the Constitution, the executive power of the president, this section, this clause actually reads that the president shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. There's no set time from time to time, whatever mm-hmm. that means. So there's no magic to the date that has been selected. It's just been historically the time period in January that in recent history has been the preferred time for the president to deliver the State of the Union. And it is unprecedented for the Speaker of the House to refuse to make the People's House, the House of Representatives, available at the request of the president for the delivery of the State of the Union. So in that respect, Nancy Pelosi has distinguished herself in history in a very dubious way, a very petty way, to deny the president this opportunity. You know, no president, not Richard Nixon in the height of Watergate, not Bill Clinton in the height of the Monica Lewinsky scandal, not any other president, Andrew Johnson, never in the height of impeachment proceedings have they been denied by the Congress the right to deliver this message. Now, in some years, many years, it had been delivered in writing to the Congress. That was the preferred method. But in the 20th century, it's been generally preferred, since 20th and 21st centuries, generally been preferred to deliver it through electronic communication before the members of the House of Representatives and other, you know, the Supreme Court would come and the Joint Chiefs of Staff would come and other members of the Senate would come and so forth. And that has been our tradition. So this upsets the tradition. It's an effort by Nancy Pelosi to ostracize Trump, to make him appear to be unworthy. And the excuse given is that, well, there are 800,000 government employees. There's this partial government shutdown. But that has absolutely nothing to do with the delivery of the State of the Union. If anything, it would warrant to hear from the president about the State of the Union in light of the government.
Right. And what about all the people in the private sector that might be unemployed at any given time? Did she give a flip about them? Why just the government employees, right? And like I said, that's the perspective. It's like, what's so special about them that you're going to cancel or delay the State of the Union address?
But, you know, I think in the end, this may be a very shrewd move by Trump, because my first reaction was, well, give it in the Senate. You know, give it.
I wanted him to give it at your house, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll give it at my house. We said last week, you know, he's certainly welcome to do that. Mm-hmm. Or give it from the White House. But the point is, it may be a shrewd move on his part, because by acceding to Congress, essentially, you know, it is the Congress of the United States. It's there was no joint resolution passed authorizing the president to speak, which is typically what happens. She wouldn't allow a vote on that. Mm-hmm. So there is no formal invitation in that sense. She had invited him personally before, revoked that invitation. And there wasn't a joint resolution. So it is, in one respect, a very significant move on his part, because he's respecting a co-equal branch of government and their desire not to have him speak, or their desire not to approve authorization for him to speak. He can speak later. There's no particular urgency about this date. And I think it leaves Pelosi with a peculiar situation where she may have thought, aha, I got him. Mm. But I think the public views it as a petty thing. And I think there had been sufficient public anticipation that Trump would speak. And this is deflating that. I think a lot of people are disappointed, and they're looking at Pelosi saying, hey, look, this is all part and parcel of your childish refusal to interact with this president and deal with our problems.
Yeah.
I think the pendulum is going to swing in public opinion in Trump's favor over this.
Right. Well, and we better hurry, because the end of the world, as Ocasio-Cortez knows it, may be near. And we'll talk about her prediction and maybe bring up what's going on in Venezuela and South America as well with socialism there. Could it be the end of it? We'll find out after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate rejects two rival spending bills that would have ended the partial government shutdown. What this means is hundreds of thousands of federal workers will miss their second paycheck on Friday. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy always has an interesting way to put things.
Teach a goat how to climb a tree, but you're better off hiring a squirrel in the first place. And the Trump proposal will both secure the border and get government open, and the Schumer proposal will do neither.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits continues to decline. U.S. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow tells Fox News, "We haven't seen these numbers since the late 1960s.
So they dropped from 212,000 to 199,000. That's a 13,000 drop. Any good Wall Street economist will tell you how important that number is as a leading indicator.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Scott Bell Show.
Oh, and now for the Ocasio-Cortez theme song. I'm going to play it right now.
Game over, man. It's game over. What are we going to do?
It's the end of the world as we know it.
No!
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Fire, Ocasio-Cortez will run and put it out. She has predicted that by 12 years from now, due to climate change, what used to be called global warming, we're done, we're doomed. And, of course, we've got questions about that. The reality is, if we shut down the energy sector, Jonathan and I were just talking about that on the break. For those of you watching on YouTube, you got privy to that. But talking about how that's keeping it all going,
you'll return us to the Stone Age very quickly without what we're doing for energy. Now, you could make an argument, I think a plausible argument, that pollution is bad. I would agree. There's got to be ways to address that, but without destroying thousands or killing thousands, if not millions of people, by suddenly cutting off their heat, electricity, etc. But Ocasio-Cortez says, you know, it's so desperate that if we don't do something in 12 years, we're done. It's over. The end of the world. And Mike Adams, our buddy, Jonathan, the health ranger, said this in his article yesterday. He says, if she really believes that the end of the world is nigh in 12 years, if we don't do something, then wouldn't it be prudent to declare war on China and India, the largest producers of CO2 and pollution emissions on planet Earth?
Good point. Here's the basic problem with Ocasio-Cortez. She says stuff, makes it up as she goes along. She lacks the intelligence and the foundation necessary to communicate the information in a way that can be taken seriously. I think she's her own worst enemy because she's a lightweight, and that's unfortunate. So she's not a scientist. She is not a person who is steeped in all of the scientific information necessary to make such a statement. And any scientist worth a grain of salt would tell you it's impossible to predict when the world is going to come to an end. And it's certainly impossible to say that anything related to climate change will result in the destruction of the Earth. And that's because there just is inadequate information to support the theories that there are going to be these dramatic shifts. We've seen them historically. I mean, the range of temperature changes that we're witnessing is nothing out of the ordinary. It's all part and parcel of the evolution of this Earth, and it's been able to handle it thus far. Much more extremes than what we see here calculated by even the pessimistic people on climate change. But the point is, you're right, and so is Mike Adams. If she's all pushed out of shape about environmental pollution, gee, the United States has done a rather good job with it. Look at China. Mm-hmm. Look at Russia. Look at Russia when it dumps nuclear waste into the Baltic and raises the ambient temperature of the Baltic such that fish die en masse and float on the top of the water. What does she think of that? You know, was she really like Chernobyl, for example? Is that cool? And then China, it's the equivalent of smoking multiple packs of cigarettes a day in Beijing just to live there. Get lung cancer just by living in Beijing. So the point is, we are a rather feeble polluter when it comes to industrial nations. You want to look at the real polluter in the world, the one that's absolutely pumping junk into the atmosphere and the seas. Look at China, and they couldn't care less. They like this whole idea of strapping the United States with extraordinarily costly environmental regulations. Also, she has no compassion for the individual. If you impose all these onerous regulations that wipe out the free enterprise system, which is what she wants to do, then who's going to feed the government with taxes, and who's going to feed the people? Where are we going to find freedom in this
country? Think she's thought it all the way through, but many people who are proponents of socialism and collectivism and communism don't often think it all the way through. Where does this happen? It's just like magic. Look, Ocasio-Cortez, a young lady, was born into an era that you don't have to,
background.
Yeah, you don't have to do much, and you'll be okay. In America, right, in particular, where there has been a lot of freedom, we argue that it's not enough freedom. You know, because we talk about
she claims to be the product of difficult personal circumstances and so forth as a result of her upbringing. Mm-hmm. She had a great life. She's an upper middle class kid who had opportunity to go to some of the best schools in the country, and she's a product of those schools and liberal education. And to claim that she is somehow, underprivileged is just ridiculous. She doesn't have any connection whatsoever with that kind of existence.
And we talk about I don't like class warfare, I don't like class envy, all of that stuff, but recognize that these are economic issues more than even they're racial issues. When we say there's racism, yeah, some people are racist, but by and large, most people that don't understand the definition of the term misapply it all of the time. But when we talk about economics, and if you were to socialize everything like this and destroy the people who are producing and paying taxes, not a big fan of growing government, but honestly, if we look at how much the Federal Reserve just prints out of thin air, you could argue, why is anybody paying anything into it at all? But let's just stay back and say, man, if we do what Ocasio-Cortez and socialists want to do regarding the environment, you will absolutely destroy the economy. And then the poorest among us, who are in America, like the wealthy in certain countries around this planet, and they still have cell phones, they have TVs and things.
Well,
they're not.
Presumably we worry about pollution because it will redound to our detriment. We'll be left in essentially a soup of debris that will cause us to have disease and die. Well, try that in an environment of poverty.
You're right.
You want to see,
yes.
Look at the Depression. Look what happens when you have a socialist environment bringing down an economy. Look at Venezuela. Look at when people can't eat, when they can't afford food, when they have no hope. They can't.
What happens to the environment in that area?
What's the human environment there?
Yeah.
So you want to destroy the human environment for the sake of what? Some esoteric notion that particulate matter is less obnoxious in this part of the world because we reduce pollution here? I mean, look, that's laughable in itself because the United States is not the major producer of pollutants. It's China. But and pollutants go around the world. It's not just hanging over China. So the point is, do you want to substitute for the modicum of pollution that comes out in the United States, a environment where everybody has disease, where everybody's starving, where everybody is can't rely on good medical care, where everybody is just basically a victim of circumstances beyond their control because a government has taken away all their property? Do you want to have universal misery and disease and hopelessness in place and in order to achieve maximum control over carbon?
And the irony there, of course, and Mike Adams points this out all the time, you know, if you know what carbon dioxide is, it's food for the plants. You want to have a green earth, a planet? You want CO2. Without it, man, the plants are not going to grow as well. Also, you know, government itself is a big polluter. Ocasio-Cortez, if you want to reduce your so-called carbon emissions, then reduce the size of government. Look at, you know, I think there's a place in Utah that's like a collection agency computer. They got supercomputers everywhere. It takes how much water and electricity to keep that place cool. And all it's doing is like a dragnet of all conversations, including Americans talking to Americans, right? And how is that? Violation of Fourth Amendment. We talk about the craziness at that level. Hey, shut that down. Save a little electricity. But no. It's about going after those people that are actually producing things, making it more affordable for poorer folks to live like the kings of old. Perspective is in order.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're filled with hypocrisy because while their philosophy would seem to suggest that you should basically not do anything to harm the environment, they in their own lives are harming the environment. I mean, you can't but not cause some environmental impact if you're human. And that's just the way it is. And guess what? The environment's used to it.
And on top of that, they want universal health care. And we've talked about universal health care. There's no health in it, and there's not much caring. And you're going to be polluting every body that is engaged in this so-called universal health care, the third leading cause of death. They will inject you with toxic poisons, heavy metals that seem to be only bad when they're out in the air, but not when they're injected into babies. And those leftists have really bought hook, line, and sinker the pharmaceutical mysticism on this issue as well. So they're deranged on the environment. They're deranged on the body's environment. They don't get it. Freedom, the freedom to heal, in fact, the things that we talk about, I mentioned yesterday on the air, the people who have lost their health care temporarily because the government is partially shut down, all of the ailments and diseases, the sob stories were going on, asthma, diabetes, we reverse them regularly. Not by luck, but because we know the real cause, and none of that's covered by universal or semi-universal health care.
Right. Yeah, it's a sad world. In the Ocasio-Cortez universe, everything is superficial, and reactions are always knee-jerk.
Yeah. And you mentioned Venezuela. That's in the news here. I mean, we'll look at the destruction of the environment in Venezuela. They're eating their cats and dogs. Once again, sewage in the streets again because basic governmental functions are no longer able to function because there's no incentive to do anything. The government buys or takes control of all industry. And look at what happens inevitably. It's not the first time in history it's happened. It's just the most recent. And yet they could still be proud to call themselves socialists here in America, the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world.
Right. All they have to do is look at every socialist country that has relied upon socialism exclusively and they will find a story of disaster where at the start of it all, there's this rah-rah in favor of giving everything that the wealthy have to those who are less wealthy. And then that leads to a revolution. And then they redistribute the income. And then they destroy a market. And then without the market economy, they have universal misery. And then they have socialized medicine. And then the medical community collapses. And they have terrible medical care. And they're starving to death. And that's what's happening in Venezuela, a classic example. Hugo Chavez comes in with his communist takeover, and he institutes socialized medicine, and he redistributes wealth, and he has all these fantastic ideas. Then comes along this Maduro guy who is his successor, and everything's coming home to roost. All of a sudden, there's no market. All of a sudden, there's no health care. All of a sudden, everything said to be free is worthless. You have massive inflation. People can't eat. People are furious, and they revolt. You'd think that they would learn, and you think that we would learn from their lesson and from the lesson of the death of socialism in every state that has seriously tried it, that socialism is an utter failure and that the only way to freedom is capitalism. But whatever.
Free market, of course, not crony capitalism here. We don't want the government involved in it. Minimize their damage, because that's what they do. Minimize the damage government could do. Our founding fathers knew it well. They basically put it into a constitution. The question is, will we acknowledge what's in it and apply it once again here in America? We'll talk about it some more with Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty edition of the RFB Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
All right, we're one of the few shows, if I don't know how many shows out there, Jonathan, that actually talk about this government shutdown as being pretty good, actually. You know, it shows people that we can do with a little less government. Oh, we're sorry for the people that are suffering, but at the same point, there could be genuine charity if the government would get out of the way. In so many cases where government has now granted itself monopoly over charitable giving, for instance. So the Senate apparently had a couple of votes. They voted not to reopen the government. I haven't reviewed these. I don't know if you have as well, but, you know, anything that lengthens this out to teach the American people they need less government, that's good by my view.
Well, it's impossible for parties to come to, quote-unquote, an agreement unless one or the other side is willing to bend. In the case of the far-left control of the Congress, the House, it is a situation where Nancy Pelosi is absolutely refusing under any circumstances to negotiate at all about border security. She won't negotiate at all. So when you have Trump saying, hey, look, I'm not going to fund the government in this partial shutdown unless you deal with this national security issue now. Now, some say, well, why doesn't he just let these poor 800,000 people go back to work in the government and deal with this over time? Well, as anyone knows who studies politics at all, the only time that political change happens is in a crisis, and the only time that a politician has the ability to effectuate change is when he has or she has political leverage. And if Trump just gives them the government operations at full throttle, they have absolutely no incentive to deal with this, and they haven't dealt with it. So he's saying, look, there is a crisis on the border, and he's absolutely right. People are pouring in to our country. They arrested some 100 people who they identified as being gang members. And, you know, we're not talking about people coming into this country who are completely free of blemish. I mean, we've got no vetting system operating down there, so that they keep nabbing people and finding people or killing, like that police officer they killed. finding out that these people are connected to gangs, are connected to one heinous crime after another, drug dealing and so on. I mean, do we really want to have an ambient increase in criminal activity in the United States because we have nothing but an open border to our south? Do we really want that? And do we really think that it's acceptable to have police officers murdered by people who are illegal immigrants and other innocent civilians murdered by people who are illegal immigrants and robberies and all these sorts of things? Do we think that's okay? Or do we instead think that American citizens have a right to protect themselves and that it is the fundamental duty, absolutely most fundamental duty, of government to protect the nation's borders from enemies and to ensure that people have protection so they may be free? I mean, do we really want to spend a good portion of our time policing ourselves? Do you want to put a howitzer in your backyard so you can blow away things that come by? Or would you rather have the borders protected?
Well, I think if we go to the law of nations, and again, this is where Ocasio-Cortez and even Pelosi either don't know or don't care about borders as part of the definition of a country under the law of nations, to recognize its existence, much less an independent treasury, which I've argued we are not really an independent treasury with the dawn of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. So there are distinctions that need to be made that go to the heart of the Constitution or abandonment of it. And from FDR forward, I think we've abandoned those principles and moved, as you said, more to a socialistic state, and we've become a bureaucratic oligarchy.
You know, it's a phony argument that we have to deal with all of the entire immigration issue and solve it, every aspect of it, and revamp the entire immigration system before we talk about a border. I mean, no, a border is going to have to be there regardless of what type of immigration system you ultimately come to. So you've got to have a border. You have to have a means of preventing people from illegally coming into your country. You can't have terrorists just pouring in through the southern border. You can't have criminals, can't have gang members, can't have drug dealers. You've got to be able to stem that. And if you don't have a border, you don't have the first step necessary in slowing down that traffic.
Yeah. Well, I've said we've got pharmaceutical diseases. Those are caused by big pharma. We also have a history deficiency disease in America. Right? I've just diagnosed it. HDD, history deficiency disease. People don't know how we got here, what's critically important for the survival, much less the thriving of a free people. Jonathan Emord, thank you for helping us do that once again, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Remember, the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.